trashed the movie in front of the guy. It was, I didn't like it.
Wow, that bad, huh?
What the guy should have done was just come in and did the damn interview, and then we could have talked about Dinner with the Schmucks, and he could have sold the movie. We could have talked about other movies. I'm sure he's a great guy. But as soon as they gave us the stipulation, you got to see the movie before he comes in, that's dangerous. Because what if we don't like the movie?
That seems to be the new thing that they all are doing. It's like, well, hey, see the movie, and then I'll come in. It's like, that never happened. You think fucking like, and believe me, I'm not comparing us to anybody.
Please compare us to Johnny Carson. Yes! We are the new Johnny Carsons!
Do you think Johnny Carson had to go out and see the fucking movie or the dumb fucking Vegas show that some guest was coming in? No!
No.
So just fucking come in. You made the movie. How about you just talk about the fucking movie?
Right. I can't fake it. Yeah. I can't make believe I didn't see his movie. I hated it. I don't like Steve Carell. Yeah. I don't think Steve Carell is really a funny guy. He was really funny on The Daily Show. I'll give that to him. He was funny in The Office for a little while. I don't think he's funny enough to carry a fucking movie. And someone's got to say it. He's not that funny.
People are saying you're supposed to say, you're supposed to kiss his ass and say you loved it.
Oh, brother. So, so Sam and E-Rock.
It's hard to tell a guy, by the way, that you don't like his movie. It's hard to say that to a guy. If he's a dick, it's easy. But if a guy comes in and he's nice,
right?
Even if you're being, it's really hard to say, like, I didn't like your work.
You know that thing you spent a fuckload of time doing and nurturing?
Like but especially if they're nice. It's hard.
But in the entertainment business, you're not going to like everything anyone does.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, fair enough. But we're sitting in this theater, and I finally look at Sam and E-Rock. I'm like, when is one of us going to laugh?
Yeah.
And the laughs in the theater, I felt like people were laughing because they were at a free movie.
Oh,
like,
they
felt like important
other
people.
Other radio people are sitting around like, oh, fuck, I got to interview this guy.
it was a screening, so you get the tickets for free. So I think you feel, if you're part of the process,
you're obligated.
You almost feel like, oh, okay, I got to pay close attention. I mean, and it wasn't over-the-top laughs at all. And we were sitting next to Kurt Loder. I got to see what Kurt Loder thinks of this movie. Because he was like writing down stuff,
scratching on a pad,
and then he got really mad at me because I couldn't get out of the theater fast enough. So as soon as I saw something that looked like an ending, a credit, I jumped up, and he's all mad because what, he wants to study the credits? What? Get your ass out of the fucking seat! This movie stunk.
Didn't you kick his legs?
Yeah, I did. Well, well, that was my way of going, look, why don't you just calm the fuck down?
Move.
And then if he called me out on it, I said, what? It was a tight space. That's how I work.
What are you harassing a 70-year-old man for?
I kicked him in the shin a little bit, just the right shin. But I did you like the movie, Sam?
No, I thought Jemaine Clement, that's his name, right, from Flight of the Conchords?
Right.
I thought he did an all right job. I thought he did pretty good.
Well, there's a breakout star in there. The Delilah.
Who's that?
The fucking stalker broad. She's going to be a huge star. I'll tell you right now. She's a blonde. Maybe you know her. Her picture is in the paper today, Jimmy. She's got to be a comic.
What page?
She was really, really funny. Oh, I threw my papers down. I'll show you a little later.
Okay. Even Zach Galifianakis was disappointing.
Well, Zach was in it, who's hilarious, right, Ant?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I think he was doing an SNL skit in the middle of the movie.
Oof. Yeah.
Because he had a character. The character worked. It was kind of funny. But it was, what does this have to do with what we're looking at?
It did. I mean, nothing in the movie made any sense. They didn't take any time to actually write a movie, I felt like.
Wow, really? That
like
bad?
They just threw
didn't
a bunch
take
of
time to write a movie, but well, it's a movie.
They just liked when Steve Carell was like a dumb guy on The Office, so they were like, oh, let's do that for a movie, but he could be blonde.
Yeah, but see, Steve Carell's character was supposed to be probably retarded.
Yeah.
Or slightly retarded.
Yeah.
Not full retard.
Not full retard.
But in this PC world, especially in comedies, well, let's make him a little weird, but he's an accountant, so it's okay for everybody.
So he's not retarded.
Like, so he's socially weird.
I thought he was autistic, obviously, but
right,
they couldn't
right.
say that.
Okay, that's even better. Like, he should have. He was supposed to be an autistic guy. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Not even retarded. Autistic. But you can't do that.
No, very un-PC.
So it's a guy that's socially inept.
Like, he spends his time making, reworking artistic images with dead mice because he's a taxidermist.
Well, no, he's
as
an accountant.
A hobby.
Right, because he's an accountant, because that's